You're listening to Inside the Village, where all news is local and no topic is off limits.
So help me, Bob, it's Bully in the Alley.
Hey, Bully in the Alley.
So help me, Bob.
Welcome to a very exclusive special edition of Inside the Village. I'm Scott Sexsmith alongside Michael Frisclanti, editor-in-chief here at Village Media. How you doing, pal?
Oh, it's an exciting day. Lots
going on. This is weird. Not used to being in here on a Friday.
I know. There's a good reason.
There is a very good reason, a $48 million reason, and we're very pleased to have Inside the Village with us today, the winner of the $48 million Lotto 649 Gold Ball Jackpot, Juliette Lemoore. Juliette, welcome inside the village. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So, what's new?
Well, I don't know.
I guess the first obvious question would be, has it sunk in?
I think so, yeah. You know, I found out about almost 4 weeks ago now, so I've had that time to kind of sit on it, and I think it's starting to feel real now after today and the press conference, and yeah, it does feel real.
Mm-hmm. And just to make everybody clear, we just left the OLG headquarters where you had your press conference announcing that you're the winner of this $48 million prize. Obviously something that a lot of people in the Sioux have been talking about, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
I'm sure your phone lit up over the last few weeks. Can we kind of start from the beginning and take us back to how this all happened?
Yeah.
We know that you just recently turned 18.
Yeah.
How did you end up buying this ticket?
So I was home alone with my dad that weekend when I bought the ticket. My mom and sister were out of town for volleyball, and my dad was going over to his friend's house, and he didn't get a chance to go see my grandpa. So he asked me to go and see him, so I said I would. And I was going to bring him an ice cream, so I called him up on the phone, asking him what kind of ice cream he wanted. And while we were talking on the phone, he told me, "You just turned 18, go to the store, buy a Lotto 649 ticket and test your luck." So I did. And when I got to the store, I bought at the Max on the corner of Pine and McNabb. When I got to the store in the parking lot, I was sitting in my car. And I just turned 18. It was my first ticket ever. I didn't know how to do it. So I had to call my dad. And I'm like, "Dad, Grandpa just told me to buy this ticket. How do I do it?" So he told me to just go in there and get a quick pick. So I did.
Did you even know how much the jackpot was worth when you bought it?
No, I didn't know how the game worked at all, actually. I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
That is unbelievable. And you talk about local news. When you say that you're at the corner of McNabb and Pine, it just everyone in the Sioux can instantly know where you are, where you bought the ticket. So many others have probably done just the same thing.
Yeah.
So let's fast forward now to when it was announced that a Sault Ste. Marie resident had won. And maybe take us through that story. I understand you were at work and a few of your coworkers were frantically checking tickets.
Yeah. So I was working. I work at Rexall Pharmacy on Trunk Road. And I just come back from my 15-minute break. And I came back and all of my coworkers were like, "Oh, my God, you just missed all the excitement." I'm like, "What do you mean? What happened?" And they're like, "Well, there was announced that someone in Sault Ste. Marie won the big jackpot." And they're like, "So we were checking our tickets. We thought we won the lottery." I'm like, "Oh, the 649 one?" They're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, pull out of my purse. I have one." So the pharmacist checked it on his phone. And sure enough, it came up, winner Ganya. I won the $48 million, and everyone just went crazy. Like,
that's mind-boggling. Just a reminder, everyone, what happened was the OLG put out a press release on that Sunday, right, saying, "Hey, folks, someone in the Sioux is the winner of the $48 million
prize."
So everybody was going. I mean, even when that story was posted on Sioux Today,
right?
Everybody, I think, in town clicked on that because they wanted to see what had happened. So you're at work, that happens. So who'd you call first?
I called my mom and I was like crying. I didn't really know how to react, but I was crying. I was scared. I'm like, "Mom, I won the lottery." And she couldn't understand me. She's like, "What?" I'm like, "I won the lottery." She's like, "No, you didn't." And my coworkers are in the back. They're like, come to work. Come and get her." And the first thing they told me to do was sign the ticket. So I signed the ticket right away and I gave it to my mom. I'm like, "I can't lose this. Don't fold it. Don't anything. Just take it home." And she's like, "You're staying for your shift. You're staying until 5. I'm like, "Okay."
So when you have the winning ticket and you sign it, what do you do with it? Where is it kept from the moment that you know it's the winner until everything is verified through OLG?
Yeah. So when I found out that I won, I didn't want to keep the ticket on me. because, you know, I didn't want anything to happen to it. So I gave it to my mom. When we got home, we put it in a Ziploc bag and then into an envelope, into another bag. Like, don't touch it. No one touch it. I think my dad actually went to the store and bought a safe the next day to put the ticket in. Like, we were, don't touch it. Don't look at it until we contact OLG.
That's amazing. So I'm just thinking, what would have gone through your mind in those first few hours? Even when you went to bed that night, right? You're going to bed and you're thinking, okay, this really just happened. It just must have been millions of different things going through your mind.
Yeah, it was a mix of emotions. I honestly didn't believe it, really. Like, that whole day, I was just in shock. The whole day felt surreal. And my dad's a financial planner, so that night we really, you know, buckled down and had a meeting. Okay, what's the next steps? What are we going to do? And I don't even really remember that day. It was just so crazy. I just went to bed that night thinking I was going to wake up and, you know, I was just going to go back to normal, but that did not happen.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
Juliet, if you could speak to some of the rumors when it first came out that you may have been the winner. How do you handle that? How do you react when people say, "Hey, is it true? What did you do?"
Yeah, well, we knew that the rumors and everything was spreading like wildfire throughout the city, and we all shut down social media. You know, we didn't want to say anything. We didn't answer really anybody. We kept our circle really tight. The only people we told was obviously my family, my mom, my dad. We told my boyfriend of 4 years, and we told my grandparents and our close, like my dad's siblings and my mom's siblings. That was it. We told them, you know, nothing's official. Don't say anything to anyone. Keep it tight. You know, people were messaging me like crazy. People were messaging my parents like crazy. It was just hard to, you know, keep it all a secret. But we just didn't want to tell anyone yet until, you know, because we didn't know what the next steps were. My family's not lottery players. I don't know. So we didn't know. We just told people, you know, we just told our family it's not official. It is true. We do have the winning ticket, but we don't know what the next steps are going to look like, how long it's going to take, stuff like that.
Were the messages you're getting from friends or whoever, acquaintances, were they pretty positive? What were people saying to you?
They were all positive, just, you know, saying good things happen to good people. Couldn't have happened to a better person. Couldn't have happened to a better family. They were all positive, but, you know, people just wanted to know. People wanted to be the first to know. And we weren't telling anyone. We were keeping the circle very tight of people who knew.
I'm just curious. It's been a few weeks, obviously, since you won and you had this realization. How many pinch me moments would you say there has been?
Oh my gosh, so many.
And by that I mean when you forget and it's parked for a minute and you think, oh, I got to get the car fixed or I want to buy this, and then it's like, oh yeah, it doesn't matter now.
Yeah. We had a lot of those. Like, every single call with the OLG representatives, it was like, is this, like, am I really talking to someone from OLG right now? That night on Sunday when we found out, my dad kept pacing the floor. Oh, pinch me. This can't be real. Oh my God, someone pinch me. So that's all I heard that night. So we were all pretty, like, no one believed it. So
what amazed me too is, I have to tell you from behind the scenes, as journalists, we started getting tons of people saying, we know who it is, right? And it was mostly high school students, colleagues or friends who have kids in high school, university, because that's your peer group, right? So it's probably like, I can't tell you, there was one day where I think 10 different people in the office said, hey, my son or my daughter, they heard that this might be the lottery winner, right? And it was just, it's amazing how quickly on social media that spreads. Where usually with journalism, you're hearing from, you know, adult sources are telling you what's going on. It's mostly everyone in high school. What was, did you stay at school? Were you still going to university after?
So, yes. So actually, the Sunday that I found out, the next day, the Monday, was the first day of second semester for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I just come off of Christmas break. It was the first day of second semester. And I was like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do? I had to miss Monday, Tuesday, just because I had so many meetings. My dad's a financial planner. He really had the plan set out for us. So like Monday morning, I had meetings with 3 different lawyers, an accountant, my dad, my financial planner, and I had a will signed by Monday night. Like, what 18-year-old has a will? So I couldn't go to school those first 2 days just because we need to get things organized and, you know, but university, I'm glad I'm not still in high school because people at university, you know, it's such a diverse population. So not as many people know me, not as many people know my name. Like, even my little friend group at Algoma, they didn't say a word to me.
Really?
And it was funny because On Wednesday when I went back to class, I was sitting in my physics classroom. I don't know how it came up. My physics professor goes, "Oh my God, did you guys hear about the 18-year-old that won the $48 million?" And I'm sitting there, I'm like, "Oh my God!" Like, how did, like, no way.
That is unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Just because you touched on it, how amazing it is that your dad and your mom are knowledgeable in these matters, yeah. Right? To have, because I have to tell you, most people in general, not just 18 years old, to win that kind of money, would not have nobody to lean on to say, "Whoa, wait a minute,
yeah.
This is, you need to take some important steps here."
Yeah, I'm really grateful that my family has been an amazing support system, and just that, like, the whole community as a whole have just been, like, really respectful. But I'm really, really grateful for my mom and dad that my dad is, like, in that profession. Because honestly, like, when I found out I won, I think the first thing I said was, "What am I supposed to do with all this money? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm supposed to do."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really glad that I had my dad to, you know, step up and kind of take the wheel on this, because I definitely would not have been able to do it on my own. I didn't even know what a will was, honestly. So I didn't know I needed that. I didn't know what it did. So
I hope he didn't raise his advisor fees. And we say that only because mom and dad and sister are all in the studio here. Juliet, I want you're the youngest 649 winner in history. What does that mean? Does that?
I don't know what that means. I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, I've literally been 18. Well, when I bought the ticket, I was 18 for two, maybe 3 weeks. So that's it's crazy.
So the question that everyone's going to be asking around town, one of the questions is, what do you do with that amount of money? Do you have some plans on what you want to do with some of that?
Yeah. So, you know, my dream has always been to be able to go to medical school. I've always wanted to become a doctor and come back practice here in Northern Ontario. So I will definitely be using that to pay for my education, pay for med school. Right now, there's a lot that we have to think about. We're definitely going to keep family and friends in mind, help out around the community. But I think we're going to, you know, put the majority of it, invest it. We want to be smart about it. We want to make sure we have the money to help support generations to come in the community. And I'm so young, I don't know what my family's going to look like down the line. So we want to make sure we're able to support everyone.
The one thing that I can't stop thinking about is this old Sue Today article of you in 2010, you and your little sister bringing a pink piggy bank to a Greyhounds game. It had about $61 in it to support Haiti relief efforts at the Canadian Red Cross. It set up a table at the Hounds game. And I think you were wearing a Hounds jersey. You brought your piggy bank there. And you gave all the money in that piggy bank to a good cause. And I just think about the way the universe works sometimes. Have you thought about that at all? Do you think that something happened? Because you're obviously a kind person. Your family's good people. Do you think it's just the universe paying you back?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't explain it. But the thing that we've heard the most, again, with all the positive messages, people just keep telling us, you know, good things happen to good people. Everything happens for a reason. And I'm starting, like, I never believed that before, but I'm starting to believe that now. Because, like, there's just no explanation for something like this to happen. Like, my first ticket just turned 18. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And do you think there'll be some more of that in the future? I know you have to think about things, but do you think you will use some of this money for good causes down the road?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Again, we're going to keep family and friends and the community in mind. We've always been big community people, so we want to give back to the community.
Amazing,
Juliet. You're obviously very grounded. We know that you come from a great family. How in this position now do you keep things normal? How do you stay normal?
Well, you know what? That's funny you say that, because, like, the very first night that we found out we won, or I won, we at home, we established the living room as our normal room. We established, you know, this is the normal room. Nothing changes. I don't care the amount of money. This is the normal room. So, yeah. You know, and when people found out that I won, the first thing they asked me is, you know, are you dropping out? Are you moving away? And I said, no, this doesn't change anything. Doesn't change who I am. My goals are still the same. I want to stay in school. You know, I think I mentioned to my dad, we were at a lawyer's meeting, and the lawyer said, oh, he mentioned that, you know, maybe it'd be a good idea to take this semester off. And I said, no, if I have to quit school, I don't want it. I don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
So my goals stay the same. And I had a meeting with the dean, and something that he said really stuck with me. It's not the money that defines you, it's the work that you do. So I think that's what's keeping me normal. I still have my goals. This doesn't change anything. You know, we're still the family that we've always been. So
that is amazing to hear, right? Because you do, that's the first question that pops in people's mind is how does that amount of money can change you. So I want you to promise us that when you get through medical school, you come back and visit us and tell us how we're doing.
Definitely will.
It's the thing that sticks out to me is it's such an enormous amount of money. I mean, when I play, you and I play, it's a free ticket. You win a couple bucks. You've won almost $50 million. And even when you say it out loud, it's mind-blowing. But that kind of a number, that kind of a dollar figure can really affect change and make change. Is there one bucket list item or one thing that you'd like to contribute to? And it may be too early to answer this, Juliet. But is there one thing that you'd like to change?
You know, I don't really want to change anything right now, but I do. After school, I've always wanted to be able to travel, and we've just been so busy as a family. I never really got the opportunity to travel as a child. So once the second semester is over during the summer, I would really love to go sightseeing, see all the wonders of the world, maybe go to Venice before it floods. Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Do you think that there will get back a sense of normalcy when you walk around Sault Ste. Marie? Because for the next little while, people are going to know who you are.
I mean, I hope so. And I have faith in the community. The community has been really, really great throughout this whole process. And in a way, I think it's kind of a good thing that it got out as early as it did, because it's not as much of a shock. You know what I mean? Like, it's old news. Mm-hmm. So people already knew it was me. People already knew I won the amount of money. So now that's out officially, the people who don't know aren't really that close to me. So mm-hmm.
There must be a sense of relief now that the cat's out of the bag.
Definitely. Yeah. Because again, like I said, when we first found out, we kind of like shut everything down, weren't really allowed to tell people. So I'm glad that I can be open about it and talk about it, because that's really hard. Like, obviously I had my family and my boyfriend as support, but it's hard not to be able to talk to people about it, you know? And it's hard just knowing that, you know, you hear people talk about it. And you know that's you that they're talking about. So
it's crazy. Can I ask you, this is a practical question, but do they actually give you a check, or if they put the money in your bank, or am I allowed to ask that question? How does that work? How does OLG pay someone that much money?
So they did it by a wire transfer. We set it all up with our private banking and mm-hmm. with OLG. And after the presentation, one of the representatives at OLG let us know that the wire transfer was complete. So,
that is unbelievable. Do you still have that pink piggy bank at home?
I think I do on my dresser, actually. I think so.
That's amazing.
Is there anything else that we haven't asked you or touched on that you want to get out?
I don't think so. No, I think, you guys did a really good job. I think covered everything.
We try our best.
Can't get the boss to say that.
If you could send a message to our boss, that would be awesome. That'd be awesome. No, it's an amazing thing. I think, you know, I think I could speak for Sault Ste. Marie. It's a unique place, Sault Ste. Marie. I'm not from here originally, but I've lived here a long time. Mm-hmm. And you do kind of get hope that it's one of those places where you'll just be able to go back into your normal life. People will recognize you and say, oh, congrats. But it's mostly a positive place. I think you couldn't be living in a better place to win a prize like this.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that we were able to do it locally. And we just, again, we're big community people. We want to be able to support local and, so it's been a really good experience.
Amazing. And like I said, we're going to call on you to come back in a few years as you're going through school. We'd love to see the day you become a doctor here in Northern Ontario. We definitely need more doctors in Sault Ste. Marie.
Absolutely.
So we're going to keep in touch, okay?
Okay, great. That sounds good.
It's a great story, and some might say, what's not to love? Juliet Lemoore. The winner of the $48 million Lotto 649 Gold Ball jackpot from Sault Ste. Marie. This has been a special edition of Inside the Village. Don't forget, you can get all back episodes at insidethevillage.ca, across the Village Media Network, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For Michael Friscalanti, Editor-in-Chief here at Village Media, I'm Scott Sexsmith. Thanks for watching.
You've been listening to Inside the Village.
Frisco and Scott's wardrobe provided in part by Moores, Sault Ste. Marie.